This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Think about the way you manage your marketing budget right now. Do you treat it like a light switch?
Oh, that is such a common trap, yeah.
Right. Like, you flip it on when you need leads, the room floods with light, the phones start ringing, and you're in business.
Everybody loves that part.
Yeah, exactly. But then, you know, when your busy season ends, or maybe you've just got too much work on the calendar, you reach over and dim that switch to save a few bucks.
You tell yourself, well, nobody is buying right now anyway, so.
Right, why pay for the electricity?
Exactly.
Well, if you are nodding your head right now, you are going to want to pay very close attention to this deep dive, because today we are dismantling a universally accepted business excuse.
And it's a big one.
It is. We are talking about the seasonal slump. We're pulling from this incredibly eye-opening 2026 strategy piece by Joe Medico from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yeah, it's titled, What Seasonal Slumps Actually Tell You About Your Marketing for Slow Seasons.
And our mission today is to uncover why those revenue valleys you experience every year, they're actually a symptom of a broken system. We're going to look at how surviving the modern search landscape, what the source calls the AI slump, requires a completely, like, total rewiring of how you attract customers.
It really requires a fundamental shift in how we even diagnose the problem, honestly. Because, I mean, every industry has a slow season, right?
Sure.
And we've just collectively agreed to accept it as this unavoidable law of nature. Like, we blame the holidays or the summer heat or the winter freezing.
It's always the weather's fault.
Always.
Yeah.
But treating a slump like the weather prevents us from seeing the actual mechanical failure that's happening right inside the sales funnel.
Okay, let's unpack this, because when you say mechanical failure, I'm picturing like an hourglass where all the sand is jammed at the very top.
That's a great visual, yeah.
Because businesses are entirely obsessed with just, you know, immediate conversions. Is that the failure we're talking about?
That's a perfect visual for it, actually.
Wow.
A top-heavy funnel means your entire marketing apparatus, your budget, your messaging, it's all exclusively engineered to capture people who are ready to buy today.
Right, the buy now crowd.
Exactly. But the data shows that at any given moment, only about 3% of your total addressable market is actively in that buying mode.
Wait, only 3%?
Just 3%. So during your peak season, you and every single one of your competitors are basically locked in this bloody, super expensive cage match for that tiny 3%.
Wow. Throwing massive amounts of money at the exact same small pool of people who are literally holding their credit cards in their hands.
And I mean, it works fine while the market is hot, right?
Yeah.
But when the season shifts and that 3% naturally shrinks due to, you know, external factors, your pipeline just completely evaporates.
Because your funnel is top heavy.
Right. You've built absolutely no infrastructure underneath it to support the business.
Okay, let me push back on this a little bit, because I can hear business owners listening right now saying, hold on a second here.
Sure. Yeah.
If I run a pool cleaning business in Chicago, or I don't know, if I install solar panels in Seattle, obviously winter is going to be slow.
Naturally.
Right? The snow is falling in December. Literally nobody is thinking about getting their pool skimmed. So are you really telling me that a drop in demand for a highly seasonal, weather-dependent service is just a marketing failure? Because that feels like we're sort of ignoring reality.
Well, the source material actually anticipates that exact logic.
Yeah.
And it's a completely fair pushback.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to separate two very different concepts here.
Okay.
We have to separate search volume from revenue slumps.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, the active search volume for the phrase, like, pool cleaner near me right now, is absolutely going to plummet in Chicago in December.
Obviously.
That is just the reality of the calendar. But the revenue slump, like the part where your business actually bleeds cash and struggles to make payroll, that part is entirely avoidable.
Oh, because the rest of the market didn't just cease to exist when the snow started falling.
Exactly. It's the exact opposite of ceasing to exist. That active 3% might be gone for the moment, but the other 97% of the market is still out there.
They didn't move away.
Right. They are just in a different phase of the buying cycle. I mean, they might be quietly researching costs for next year. Or they might be dreaming about a backyard renovation and looking for inspiration.
It's browsing.
Yeah. So when you cut your ad spend and dim that light switch during the slow period,
mm-hmm.
it is a massive systemic failure. Because you are actively choosing to abandon that 97%.
You're just ignoring them.
You're deciding not to warm them up for the next wave.
So the mistake isn't acknowledging that the weather changed. The mistake is treating anyone who isn't buying today as if they just aren't worth talking to at all.
Exactly.
Like, if you only talk to the market when they are ready to swipe a credit card, you are starting from zero every single season.
Every time.
You become the stranger who just shows up demanding their money, rather than a trusted guide who has been educating them for, you know, the last 6 months.
And honestly, it's worse than that. Because you are actually training your market to go to your competitors.
Oh, wow. How so?
Well, because while you are dark, someone else is out there answering their questions.
Here's where it gets really interesting. The source points out that this flaw, this top-heavy funnel thing, it isn't just an annoying bad habit anymore. In 2026, it is uniquely fatal.
Yeah, the stakes are so much higher now.
And it all comes down to how search engines have evolved, right? Like, cool. We are basically living in the era of the AI slump.
The technological ground has completely shifted underneath our feet. Double Dome Digital Marketing draws this really sharp line between what they call legacy on-off marketing and building a full funnel growth engine.
Okay, break that down for us.
So in the old legacy model, marketing was largely about renting real estate.
Right.
You paid a premium in incredibly expensive Google Ads auctions just to get your little blue link at the very top of the page. And if you stopped paying the rent, well, your blue link vanished.
But consumer behavior has completely bypassed that. Like, people aren't scrolling through 10 blue links and opening a bunch of tabs anymore.
No, not at all.
They are using AI tools, ChatGPT, Gemini integrated AI search overviews. They don't want a menu of options to sort through.
They just want the answer.
Exactly. They want the AI to synthesize the data and give them the absolute best answer. They want the machine to tell them who the authority is.
Which means your goal is no longer to win an auction for a click. Your goal is to become what the source calls the preferred AI answer.
And you cannot rent that position.
Nope. You can't just throw $20,000 at a large language model on a Tuesday and expect it to cite you as the definitive industry expert on a Wednesday.
That's wild. So you have to actually own your market authority.
You have to own it, yeah.
So if I'm not renting a blue link anymore, how does the AI actually evaluate me? Like, it has to have some kind of internal scoring system to determine who gets that preferred answer spot, right?
It does. And the source refers to this as the AI confidence score.
The confidence score. Okay.
Yeah. And to understand why going dark in the winter is so incredibly dangerous, we have to look at how these models actually build their internal logic.
Right. How do they decide?
Well, they don't just scrape the web for whoever has the highest bid today. Their crawlers are continually indexing the internet, looking for signals of sustained, consistent expertise over time.
Okay.
So they build a confidence score for your brand based on the density, the frequency, and the quality of the information you continuously inject into the ecosystem.
I see. So it's essentially a real-time reputation score that actually decays if you stop maintaining it.
Decay is the exact right word. Imagine you are that seasonal Chicago pool business again.
Okay, yeah.
You run your legacy campaigns super heavily from May to August, and then you just shut everything off from September to April.
Just flip the switch off.
Right. You produce no new content. You run no informational campaigns. You aren't feeding the ecosystem at all.
Right.
Well, to an AI model's web crawler, your digital footprint looks unstable. It looks dormant.
Like you went out of business almost.
Exactly. Because you aren't updating your site or publishing new semantic data, the LLM flags your brand as stale. Your confidence score slowly bleeds out over those 8 months of silence.
The machine is basically looking at your brand and calculating like, well, they were a highly relevant data node back in July, but they haven't contributed a single piece of useful information to the internet in 6 months. So I am no longer confident citing them as the definitive expert to my user.
That's exactly it. And when May rolls around again and you flick your line switch back on, you know, expecting the leads to just pour in like they did in 2022.
Yeah.
The AI has already given your spot, that preferred answer spot, to the competitor who stayed active.
Oh, wow.
You lost your rank not because your service was worse,
yep,
but just because your silence destroyed the algorithm's confidence in your relevance.
That should be terrifying for a business owner relying on a peak season. I mean, it fundamentally redefines what a marketing budget actually is.
It really does.
You aren't just buying individual leads anymore. You are funding a continuous, unbroken signal of authority to the machines that now dictate consumer choice.
Which is why The Source introduces this incredibly pragmatic archetype, this character named Lucas.
Ah, yes, Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas represents the modern, growth-oriented CEO. Mm. He has zero patience for technical jargon or, you know, marketing fluff.
He just wants results.
Right. He doesn't want to hear an agency shrug their shoulders and blame a mysterious algorithm update when his pipeline dries up.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
Lucas wants to look at a dashboard and see honest, revenue-based ROI. He wants to see, I spent X and I made Y.
Okay, so think about Lucas right now, sitting in his office in December. Let's say he has a $15,000 a month marketing budget.
Okay.
We've established that he can't pause the budget because that kills his AI confidence score and ruins his spring season.
Right, he can't go dark.
But blowing that 15 grand on aggressive buy now ads targeting people who are currently snowed in is a massive waste of capital.
Setting money on fire, yeah.
Yeah. So you've painted Lucas into a corner here. So what does this all mean? What is the third option? What should he actually be doing with that money?
This is where we get into the actual strategic rewiring. The solution Double Dome presents is a concept called information gain.
Information gain?
Yes. Since Lucas isn't hard selling that active 3% during the winter, he shifts his resources to providing immense, undeniable value to the 97% who are in that passive research phase.
Let's break down information gain because it sounds like a buzzword, but it's actually a deeply technical requirement for modern search, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It is the currency of the AI era. Large language models are actively trained to filter out redundancy.
Okay.
So if you just publish another generic blog post titled like top 5 pool maintenance tips, the AI just ignores it.
Because it's seen it a million times.
Exactly. It already has millions of pages saying the exact same thing. That content offers zero information gain.
Yeah.
To capture the AI's attention and the consumer's trust, really, you have to provide proprietary data, unique insights, or expert frameworks that do not exist anywhere else on the internet.
Give me an example. Like, if I'm that pool contractor in Chicago, how do I create information gain in January?
You leverage your proprietary experience. You publish a comprehensive 5-year localized data set on the corrosion rates of saltwater versus chlorine systems, specifically in the Chicago climate.
Oh, wow. That's super specific.
Very specific.
Yeah.
Or you build a unique financial framework showing homeowners how to structure the financing for a backyard renovation over a multi-year timeline.
Right, something they actually need help with.
Exactly. Or you release a deep dive analysis of how new local zoning laws affect pool placement in different neighborhoods.
So you are answering the complex, high-level questions that the 97% are quietly researching while they sit inside avoiding the cold?
What's fascinating here is mechanically, this does two incredible things. First, you are feeding the AI models net new, highly valuable data nodes.
Mm-hmm.
The LLM actually has to cite you because you are the only source for that specific local data.
Right.
Your confidence score skyrockets while your competitors are asleep.
And what's the second thing?
Second, it completely transforms your lead quality.
Oh, because of how it changes the psychology of the buyer, right?
Exactly. The source notes that legacy peak season marketing generates leads that are what they call high volume, high noise.
Quite a noise, yeah.
You get 50 calls, but 40 of them are just price shoppers looking for the cheapest bid,
yeah,
or people who don't even really know what they want yet.
Which totally exhausts your sales team.
It burns them out. But when you use information gain to nurture that 97% all winter long, the lead quality shifts to high precision, pre-vetted.
So by the time spring arrives and the ground thaws, those prospects aren't Googling for generic options anymore. They aren't calling 3 different companies for quotes. They are calling you because you are the authority who spent the last 4 months guiding them through the financial and zoning realities of their project.
You became the expert.
You essentially built a 365-day lead generation engine.
It's proactive nurturing rather than reactionary scrambling. But, and this is important, we have to address a massive hidden danger here.
Uh-oh.
Let's say a business owner hears all of this and thinks, okay, I get it. I won't turn my marketing off. I'll just leave my normal campaigns running through the winter to keep my activity levels up.
They think they are doing the right thing by just keeping the light switch tape in the on position.
Right. And that introduces the hidden drain of bot traffic.
Yes. This part of the article is wild because it explains why the whole set it and forget it approach is basically setting your budget on fire.
It is a silent killer for budgets.
Okay.
Let's walk through the mechanics of what actually happens here.
Let's do it.
You leave your legacy ads running in December. You log into your dashboard and you see that your CTR, your click-through rate, remains perfectly steady.
Okay.
You are getting the exact same number of clicks on your ads as you did in June.
Wait, so if you're sitting there looking at that dashboard, your first thought is, fantastic, the marketing is humming along, people are still engaging.
Right, you think you're doing great. But then you walk out to your sales floor, and it is an absolute ghost town.
Not a single phone ringing.
The phones are dead. Your conversion rate has absolutely plummeted, and any leads that do come through are completely garbage-like fake names, empty emails.
Wow.
The source points out that this specific metric combination, a steady CTR paired with plummeting conversions during a known seasonal slump, is the ultimate red flag that your budget is being devoured by bots.
Hey, so businesses might look at their dashboards, see a steady stream of clicks during the off-season, think their marketing is doing fine, but they are actually just bleeding their budget on ghost traffic.
Exactly that.
Let's explain the mechanism behind that. Like, why does bot traffic suddenly become such a massive problem in the off-season?
Well, automated web scrapers, click fraud algorithms, spam bots, they do not have calendars.
Right.
They don't know it's snowing outside, and they definitely don't care that pool season is over. They are programmed by bad actors to endlessly click links, scrape data, and fill out fake forms just to exhaust competitor budgets.
So the sheer volume of bots remains static year-round.
Yes. Just think about the math for a second. During your peak season in July, you might have 10,000 real humans clicking your ads, and maybe 1,000 bots.
Okay.
The human traffic is so massive that the bots basically get drowned out. They're a negligible percentage of your spend. You barely even notice them.
Right. You're making sales, so who cares?
But in December, when 9,000 of those real human buyers naturally step back from the market,
the 1,000 bots are still there, clicking away.
Yes. Your overall traffic drops, but the ratio of your traffic violently shifts. Suddenly, bots make up 80-90% of your clicks.
That is horrifying.
And because they are programmed to click aggressively, they keep your CTR looking artificially healthy on the dashboard. They drain your daily ad budget before real humans even wake up.
Jeez.
You are literally paying ad platforms thousands of dollars for clicks generated by malicious lines of code.
Which is the ultimate reason why a technical audit is mandatory here. You can't just throw information gain out there and hope for the best if your underlying technical infrastructure is just bleeding cash to click fraud.
This is exactly why DoubleDome Digital Marketing emphasizes full digital campaign audits. Like, a standard dashboard won't tell you you have a bot problem. It will just tell you your CTR is great.
Right.
You need a technical backbone that actively analyzes behavioral patterns. You know, how long a user stays on a page, how they interact with form fields, where the IP address actually originates, to identify and filter out those scrapers.
You have to catch them in the act.
Exactly. If you don't actively audit and block that low-intent bot traffic during your vulnerable slow months, your $15,000 budget isn't building your AI confidence score.
It's just subsidizing the ad platforms.
That's all it's doing.
You have to actively manage the transition. Like, you pull the budget away from aggressive direct response ads, you reallocate it into high-value information gain to capture the 97%, and you implement rigorous technical audits to build a firewall against the bots.
It completely reframes how a business operates.
It really does.
The slow season is no longer a time of panic, layoffs, and penny pinching. It becomes the most strategic, foundational time of the entire year. While your competitors are hibernating and letting their AI authority decay, you are building an impenetrable fortress for your next peak season.
Okay, let's pull all of this together. The core takeaway from Joe Medico's strategy piece is that revenue valleys are not a law of nature.
They're really not.
They are a mechanical symptom of a top-heavy funnel that ignores everyone except the 3% ready to buy today. So, to fix it, you have to stop treating your growth like a light switch.
Yes.
You pivot to a full funnel engine by targeting the 97% with real information gain, you know, proprietary data that trains AI models to view you as the ultimate authority. Mm. By doing that, you maintain your AI confidence score 365 days a year, ensuring you own your market rather than just renting space in it. And you protect that strategy by auditing your traffic to ensure steady off-season clicks aren't just bots bleeding your budget dry.
Right. You transition from surviving a roller coaster of peak and valley revenue to engineering scalable, predictable growth.
It's brilliant and honestly a little intimidating when you realize just how much the rules of search and authority have changed.
This whole new world.
Which brings me to a final thought I want to leave you with, something for you to mull over as you look at your own business model.
Oh, this should be good.
The source makes it incredibly clear that AI models build their confidence score based on a brand's consistent, unbroken engagement. The algorithms reward the businesses that never go silent.
Right.
But if AI search engines increasingly dictate who gets found, and their core programming actively punishes dormant brands by bleeding out their ranking, what happens to businesses that only exist seasonally?
Oh, wow.
Think about it. Like a pop-up Halloween costume store that only signs a lease in September, or a summer-only jet ski rental shack on the coast.
Yep. What do?
They fundamentally cannot produce year-round information gain. So in an AI-driven search landscape that demands 365 days of continuous authority to maintain a confidence score, is the purely seasonal business model destined to become completely invisible to the algorithms?
That's a great question.
Can your business even exist in the future if it doesn't exist year-round? It's a wild shift to think about as this technology continues to mature.
It really is.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it inspired you to rethink your own seasonal slumps, look a little closer at your analytics dashboards, and whatever you do, stop treating your marketing like a light switch. We'll catch you on the next one.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.